kept in there by Ristolainen. Ristolainen squeezed out. Canadiens starting back. And they've got a two-on-one, a three-on-one now. In over the line, quick shot, fired wide. And it comes around the boards, and Buffalo back in the other direction. Coming in over the line. Ryan Ristolainen, he scores! Ristolainen wound up and rifled it past Carey Price, and Buffalo wins it in overtime.
Rick Jenneretta, the call. You heard it live right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Boy, that overtime looked dicey. Ristolainen was caught up ice, racing back, giving everything he had. Montreal unable to score, and then the puck comes on to Risto's stick, and off he goes. And on his last little breath of effort that he had left before heading off to the bench, he fires a blast past Carey Price. Canadiens boot off the ice, and the Sabres win 6-5 in overtime. I know that the other day the Sabres scored 9. That might have been the most fun game of the year, probably, to watch. But this one, with how it just played out back and forth, maybe the most interesting one. And, boy, the goals were still there. 11 in this game, as there was in that 9-2 win. 6-5 tonight, Buffalo winning at Bell Center in front of over 20,000 fans. As we welcome you here inside our Amherst studios, I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Paul William Belt Sabres post-game show. Great, great fun. No doubt about it. And Ristolainen, who at times in this game looked as if he wanted to maybe, I don't know, even in that OT play, I'm like, oh boy, he's caught up ice again. Here we go in the overtime again. And then he comes back with the goal. But how about Eichel and Skinner again? That line has just been on fire. The play to tie it up. The set play, Eichel off the draw, hitting it to himself, going around the Canadiens player, and then a quick touch pass to Skinner for the tap-in for his second of the night. Skinner now up to 11 on the year. It is just incredible what those two are doing right now. And with Pominville, too, we shouldn't leave him out, that line. Pretty impressive stuff. Fun night, no doubt about it. The Sabres now have 18 points. I'm excited to look at the standings, which we'll talk about here. Coming up a little bit here on the post game, we'll also be heading to the locker room coming up in just a few minutes. Paul Hamilton's on his way there. We'll get some live player reaction. Phil Housley's live post game press conference, and we welcome your phone calls. The local number is 803-0550, 803-0550, or toll free around the world, no matter how you're listening. That's 1-888-550-2550. You can send us a text at 550-550, or you can send me a tweet if you're on Twitter, at Brian WGR. Ristolainen's winner, 138 into the overtime, is the difference. His second of the season, beating Carey Price. The lone shot by either team in the overtime gets it done for the Sabres, picking up a 6-5 victory. And for the Sabres, that is their eighth win of the season. All right, let's go to the room now, live in Montreal. First up, here's Jeff Skinner with Paul Hamilton.
Jeff, wild game out there. Take me through it. Just a lot of emotion throughout that game, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little sloppy, I think, on our end, but I think it's a good job by the guys sticking with it. It's a big job, especially on the road in this building, to be able to stick with a game like that. And Risto, a big goal. I had a penalty kill, was huge. They made, obviously, the 2-5-on-3 kills was huge. And I think even the way they killed them, just guys blocking shots and sort of making really strong plays, was something that our bench got a lift from.
Jeff, talk about the second goal off the faceoff there, a set play there.
Yeah, I think I did most of the work there. it's a good play by Ikes. Obviously, he's got some pretty quick hands there, and I just try to go there and get my stick on ice and be available for him. And yeah, it's a big point too in the game. I think Ikes comes up big with. There's a few times I think in the game where we were looking for a lift and we seemed to get a play from someone, and Ike stepped up huge there.
How tough was it to stay with that game? You have 4 leads, they come back, and they finally get ahead. That could be the moment where, you know, the air kind of comes out of the thing.
Yeah, it's tough, I think, especially, I think, right after a goal, I think you want to try and have a good shift, and a couple times they came down, they scored on one, and they had a good couple good looks on a couple other ones, so especially on a road, I think it's tough when you give them right back because you work so hard for that lead. But But yeah, great job by the guys. I think it's, again, it was just sort of one of those games where you had to stick with it, and then sooner or later somebody on the team sort of stepped up with a big play, and guys were able to feed off that and get sort of the momentum back on our side.
Jeff Skinner on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there is Jeff Skinner. He scores twice. That second one that Eichel sets him up for, a thing of beauty. Right off the face-off, Eichel passes it to himself. Right through the Canadiens' legs, and then the pass to Skinner there. And he jokes on that game-tying goal. Yeah, I think I did most of the work there. Then laughed and definitely gave Eichel a lot of credit for that play off the face-off. What a play. Great chemistry between those two and that line right now, of course, with Jason Pominville as well. One of the hottest in the National Hockey League. And when's the last time we could say that about a Sabres line? All right, let's go back to Montreal. Here's the guy with the game winner, Rasmus Ristolainen, live with Paul.
Thank you, Brian. Rasmus, if you could take us through the final goal there.
Yeah, it was a long shift. Made a horrible play earlier. They missed the net. I was late coming in our zone and picked up the puck and looked up and saw they were pretty tired too. So, you know, I tried to skate as fast as I can and get my shot off, and good, it went in.
Are you looking for a place there, or do you just try to get that shot off and make sure you get it off?
No, that was actually the only place where I could shoot it. You know, the other guy was coming back and he got his stick there on the way, so the short side was the only chance, and it was kind of open too.
How much of a relief was that for you? Because it was a little bit like the Calgary play in overtime, where you were deep in the zone and they're breaking down, and you know, you got the break where they shot wide and gave you the opening to go.
Yeah, got the puck there by the wall, and you know, kind of bounced over my stick there and missed it, and they got it, and you know, it's a bad play there, like I said, and you know, who cares, 2 points.
What does it say about this club that you have the lead 4 times, they come back, they get the lead finally, and that's the point in the game where the thing could turn and you guys could, you know, in previous years maybe that's the end of the night.
I mean, that was a pretty bad game. You know, you can't have those games, but I think this game is going to make us tighter, and we're going to grow as a group here. You know, we got a pretty ugly win, you know, grind it out, big 2 points, and learn from it.
What did you feel was wrong defensively? You guys did give up 5.
Puck management, execution. Our gaps were bad, you know, to our forwards. You know, our forwards were deep down. We were kind of up high. They got their speed. And, you know, when you have that kind of speed and skill set there, you got to take their time away and, you know, can't let them have that much time to make plays. And
but where you did have good defense is you killed off 2 5-on-3s against, and you guys needed that.
Yeah, special team. Penalty kill, it was great today. Goalie played well. You know, everyone who were out there played really good. Big shot blocks. And, you know, that's PK. You got to be in that level if you want to win this league.
Thank you, Rasmus. Rasmus Ristolainen on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Rasmus Ristolainen, who ends up getting the game winner as the Sabres defeat the Canadiens 6-5 in overtime. Stay with us here. More coming up from the locker room. Also, Phil Housley's live post-game comments as we continue to react to a very, very fun game. No doubt about it. The Sabres now have 18 points, have moved into a tie with the Bruins. Montreal does still stay ahead of Buffalo because they get the OT loser point. So now they have 19 points, the Sabres with 18. And again, in a tie with the Bruins and 2 back of Toronto. It is fun to look at the standings. There's no doubt about it. As the Sabres continue to play well. Up next, they'll have a chance to keep the winning going at home on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a 1 o'clock puck drop at KeyBank Center when the Sabres take on the Vancouver Canucks. And, of course, we'll have that game for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, while we wait for more from the Bell Center with Paul, let's get you some final stats here. Shots in the overtime. Well, this one's easy. 1 for the Sabres, none for the Canadiens. 37 for Montreal, 31 for Buffalo. That ends up being the final totals. Both teams 0 for the night of the power play. That's one thing that I feel like the Sabres, if they're going to continue playing well here, they need to get their power play going. 0 of 3 on the night. Montreal, 0 of 5. And credit Buffalo's penalty kill. That has been good. And they get 2 big 5-on-3 kills. One of them a minute 14, another one about 30 seconds. So kudos to the penalty kill for Buffalo tonight. A big part of that win, and both Skinner and Ristolainen mentioned that. Carter Hutton ends up getting the win. Plays the third. Skinner ties it at five, so Allmark's off the hook. Allmark made five saves on five shots. He gets the win. And Carey Price, the loss. 31 shots, 25 saves, and he got booed off the ice at the end of the game. Your three stars, Vladimir Sobotka. He gets two goals in this game, his second and third of the season. He's star number three. Max Domi, who was excellent. A couple of beautiful assists, ends up with three in the game. I know Paul said he thought Domi was Montreal's best player. He's star number two. And Jeff Skinner with two goals. He is star number one. And we'll make Jeff Skinner the high-impact player of the game tonight, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance tonight at Bell Center, 20,488. And the Sabres, again, will play next on Saturday afternoon at home against the Vancouver Canucks. If you'd like to join us here on the show, feel free, 803-0550, 803-0550. 1-888-552-550 is the toll-free number. Vladimir Sobotka also going to be joining Paul here in just a moment, along with Phil Housley. So stay with us here as we get you going in on that. But, of course, Ristolainen's game winner, the big moment here. He wins it for the Sabres. And our big moment of the game today brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. Well, Sobotka chipping in. On a game like this, you need more than just the top line to contribute when goals are coming around anywhere. And Rodriguez, Reinhardt, and Sobotka together got it done for Buffalo's opening two goals. And some nice... I thought Rodriguez tonight was excellent. He, of course, set up Sobotka for these goals. But right away, the opening shift, he had a two-on-one chance. I like the decision that he made to shoot the puck. That was about 30 seconds in. And let Carey Price know, hey, we're coming hard right away here. So I like that tonight. Of course, the penalty kill... I mean, you can't say enough about that. 2 5-on-3s, one of them for a minute 14. And that occurred pretty much right away. Skinner and Gergensen took penalties in the second minute of the game. Skinner at 103, Gergensen at 149. So the penalty kill, getting it done, I thought was excellent tonight. And, you know, what more can you say about Eichel's line? With what he's doing with Skinner and Pominville, the hottest, like, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable to say they are one of the hottest lines in the National Hockey League. Statistically, they might be the hottest line with adding in more tonight, with Skinner getting another couple of goals. He's on pace right now. If you take his 11 goals over an 82-game season, he's on pace for 56. Okay, back to Montreal. Here's Vladimir Sobotka now live.
Well, that was a weird game back and forth. How were you guys able to stick with it to get the victory?
I think we've done a good job tonight. You know, they came back with the big goals, but we stuck with it with our game plan, and we got a big 2 points tonight.
You were able to get a couple of goals. Evan Rodriguez was the trigger on a couple of them. Do you think that maybe was the best he's played all year?
Well, he made definitely good play there, and same as Rhino on the board there. So we had 2-on-1s there, and that was good play by them. Just had easy goals tonight.
Did you think you were a little more comfortable on the wing with him in the middle?
Yeah, I think so. He brings a lot of speed. He's got good vision with the puck. He's a good passer and good shooter, too. So I think it worked out well tonight.
Were you getting at all frustrated because pucks were not going in for you before tonight?
Not really. I don't think about it. Take some time to, you know, score some goals. But I got a lot of chances tonight, so happy for that.
You've been in this league a long time to know what it's like to win a game in this building. I mean, What does it say about this team with the number of things that went wrong in this game at times that you were able to pull it out?
Like I said, they scored those two goals. They came on 3-on-3, so that was big for them. But we stuck with our game plan, and we got 2 points, so good win for us.
They scored like right after you guys scored, like three different times. How do you keep things going on the bench and everything when that happens to you three times?
Well, we said to each other, we have to keep going, you know. They scored a goal. Next shift, they scored another one. Next shift, they scored another one. So we just need to stick with it and, you know, keep going. And we knew this is an important game for us. And we got, like I said again, two big points for us.
Carter Hutton goes in to start the third period. How big is that for him? He had to make a shorthanded save like right off the bat to be able to come in and get a victory.
That was a big save for us. He's playing really good for us all year, both goalies.
So that's really big for us there, that we know we can count on them.
How much of a lift did you guys get from the 2 5-on-3s? You killed off two of them tonight. One was shorter, but still, did you guys get a big lift from that?
Big kill to, big blocks by I think D-man or forward. That was really big lift for us too.
Thank you, Vladimir. Vladimir Sobotka on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Sobotka scoring twice, Buffalo's first two goals of this game, his second and third of the season. All of our blue and gold locker room report interviews brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit fidelicare.org. 803-0550 is the number, 1-888-552-550. We'll get to your phone calls here in just one moment after we hear from the Sabres head coach, which we expect to be having here any moment, so stick with us right here on our Paul William Belt Sabres post-game show as Buffalo getting it done tonight in overtime. Rasmus Ristolainen scoring at 1:38 of the overtime session, his second of the season on a blast that beat Carey Price for the game-winning goal for the Buffalo Sabres. And in this game, Skinner getting two goals, Sobotka getting two goals, Connor Sherry now. He's scored, is this correct now, in three straight? He had a goal, the lone goal against the Rangers, and then, of course, was a part of that 9-goal fest for the Sabres win against Ottawa on Saturday. So the Sabres now improving to 8-6-2, 18 points, and again, tied with Boston in the Atlantic Division in the Eastern Conference. Up next is Vancouver. We'll take a little bit a look at the Canucks here a little bit later on in our broadcast as the Sabres will be facing them for the first time this year. Vancouver's having a pretty good start, by the way, as they are in first in the Pacific. Okay, here's Phil Housley now, live in Montreal.
Well, Phil, you needed a win. You got it. It probably wasn't the prettiest thing in the world. There are a lot of things to talk about, good and bad, in that game, aren't there?
There's a lot of good things to talk about, and there's a lot of things that we were very sloppy, but you look at the game itself, it was just uncharacteristic. A lot of guys were just off their game a little bit, and we didn't look clean. Our execution wasn't very good, but at the same time, you know, we're down 5-4 in the third period in somebody else's building, and we find a way to tie it up and win it in overtime. So, you know, we got to recognize some things that we need to buckle down, but I give our guys a lot of credit for battling through that and finding a way to win.
To build on that then, does that say something about your team? Because you said a lot of guys weren't on their game and we're still talking about winning the hockey game.
Yeah, I mean, we got a very resilient group. I mean, we've shown it in the past, especially being down on the road in a tough building to play in. Guys, you know, our third period was our best period, obviously. We kept coming there. We had some terrific looks, and we finally got one by them. And then, you know, in overtime, we worked on it the other day. It wasn't the way we planned it to get it, but it worked out well for us.
That's what Ristolainen said. He goes, I made a bad play, and then all of a sudden I get the puck and get to go down the other end.
Well, it's one of those things. You get squeezed off there, and we didn't support him very well. And then we got a guy in between because he's coming down to help out. And, you know, obviously that has happened to us so many times, so it's good to see it go our way.
Mentioned to the guys that obviously the goals will be focused on. Fans love it. Coaches watch a lot of video because of it. But the fact that you killed off 2 5-on-3 situations on the road has to be, I'm not going to say a building block, but something that is an extreme positive coming out of this. You don't want to be down 5-on-3, but...
No, I mean, those are the plus and minuses of the game. Our penalty kill did an excellent job. Like you said, the 5-on-3 guys, you know, laying their bodies out in front of shots, and a lot of key blocks in the penalty kill. And the power play, we just, you know, we got to sharpen it up a little bit. We had an opportunity there to start the third, and, you know, we give up a chance right away to Carter when he just steps in. So, but, you know, all that said, the guys, you know, hung in there, you know. But I give a lot of credit to our penalty kill.
You put Carter into the game in the third period. Did you feel Linus was just having a rough night?
I don't know if it was so much Linus having a rough night. It's just more of a change in the momentum of the game, try to give the guys a lift. And so, you know, it was one of those things you do when you feel your team is maybe in a bad spot and are just trying to look for some life.
Is it a huge difference? I'm thinking last year, if you gave up three goals like a minute or less after you scored three goals, you probably just get deflated. This team didn't get deflated, and happened three different times in that game. What were you saying to them when it just kept happening three times in a row?
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. You know, you think that next shift coming out's got to, you know, buckle down. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You miss assignments, you miss coverage, and those things we'll look at. And those are some of the areas we need to improve on, especially after scoring a goal.
Jack said that was a set play on the tying goal. How do you like that he's able to make that call on that?
Huge goal at that time in the game. And, you know, he's tried it before, but this time it was executed at the highest point, and Skinner had a wide open net, so give credit to Jack. I thought his third period was his best period of the game.
Phil Housley in the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for all your work there in the locker room tonight as the Sabres getting it done. Yes, that play from Eichel to Skinner off the faceoff, a set play. Eichel and Skinner, it's like they've been playing together for years. Every goal that this line produces, more and more tweets I see in my timeline saying about making sure that Skinner's contract gets taken care of. The last time Jason Bottrell was on the record about this, by the way, he did say that it was something that he would, you know, be looking at as the season went on, but wasn't going to do anything as of this moment. That was as of a few weeks ago. Skinner's been on a pretty good tear since. Okay, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you. We'll talk to you Saturday at 1 with the Sabres at KeyBank Center against the Canucks. For all of you on our flagship on WGR, or if anybody wants to keep listening at WGR550.com. More Paul William Belt's postgame coming up. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. If you're on hold, you'll be up first at 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550. Overtime victory for the Buffalo Sabres. Rasmus Ristolainen, the game winner. 6-5 the final. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network, brought to you by the Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada.
He could have really done a number on him, but he let him go and just gave him a little bump.
Rick Jenner in the call right there. Our Seneca Poker deck of the game, brought to you by Seneca Poker, inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal. Four winners only. Welcome back here. This is the Paul William Belt's postgame show. A reminder that Phil Housley's live postgame comments are also brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney. 6-5, Sabres victorious. So Buffalo scores 6 here. Fun game. They scored 9 against Ottawa. Super fun game. Before that, they had a stretch in which they had scored 4 and 4 in a row, or at least 4 and 4 in a row. The goals are coming. Good stat here for you. The Sabres this year now are averaging about 3.06 goals per game. And that puts them on a pace for 251 goals. Okay, that might mean nothing to you, because you want to say, well, what does it mean compared to other years? Here's the last 4 seasons. This year they're on pace for 251. Last year they scored 199. So there you go, that's a 52 goal difference. The year before that, 201. The year before that, also amazingly, 201. The year before that, 161. It's almost 100 goal difference.
Was that 2015 or 2014 there?
Let's see. Well, last year would have been the 17-18 season.
Sure.
That's the 199. Then the 16-17 season was the 201. The 15-16 season was the 201. And then the 14-15 season was the 161.
Out of curiosity, do you have the season before that? That would have been the year.
Oh, I can get it for you. You want the 13-14 season. Let's see. I'll go back another year for you. Oof.
Just for me.
I should have done it for you. That's the worst one. 157.
That's what I thought.
It was even worse.
I knew you had to go back one more.
157. Wow. We watched those games?
I was like, we can make this way worse. Do it one more.
You're right. 157.
I like to push buttons.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for knowing that. That's good. Yeah. Point is, they're scoring. It's more fun. It's more entertaining. Hey, and they're winning, too. It is, again, is it okay? Can I go past, TJ, the it's early? Can I throw that out now? Do we have enough games in here that I don't have to stop saying it's early?
I saw our own Jeremy White ask if, do the Sabres make the playoffs this year? So if Jeremy's there, I'm there. Let's go.
16 games. It's enough to, I don't have to, everything that I have been saying, I feel like all year on the postgame, when I want to like have an opinion on something that's like a strong opinion, I'm always saying, well, it's early though. You know, it's early.
This is like fifth of the season, right?
It's a fifth of the way through.
It's a nice little
sample. About 20% of the way. 19.5%. So here we go. 20% of the year, a fifth of the way in. They'd be in the postseason. They actually would be tied for first place if they were in the Metropolitan Division. Look it, they're not going to catch Tampa. I don't think anybody's going to catch Tampa. But the fact that they're in with this next group already, the fact that for the first time since forever they are not already in a massive hole is a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it. And the Sabres' best players are having a huge part in this. And that's the Eichel line with Skinner and Pominville. It's been really, really cool. And another thing that we haven't seen over the past handful of years, they are able to come back within games.
Tonight's not the first time.
Yep. They have done this multiple times this year, and sometimes from multiple goals. This is a game, again, you know, it's one of those things that I've said in all these other games that they've come back. Well, you know, last year they wouldn't have come back from this. It just would have gotten worse. But they haven't had too many nights where, you know, the effort's been questioned. All right, let's grab a couple calls here. Then we'll get some highlights in. I know some of you are waiting patiently. Let's grab some calls here. 803-0550. Let's go to Dave first in Ohio. Hi, Dave. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. I appreciate you taking my call tonight.
Sure.
Just want to weigh in on this team so far. I really like the way they've played. I think the two acquisitions in the offseason with Connor Sheary and Skinner have just, paid off tremendously so far. It's great to bring in veteran players that, are not only good goal scorers, but they're good in the locker room, too. And I think that's what this team needed. I look at this team right now and they're just such a massive improvement from last year. I still think the goaltending is shaky. And I think that's something they're going to have to address going forward. But the fact that, like you said, this team can rally and, you know, when they're down, they don't beat themselves. And, it's given us hope, you know, as Sabre fans here, because I feel like for years, it starts out, if they get behind, early in the year, even though the games in October, November seem like, it's just another game, they mean something. That's when you got to, you got to make hay. I mean, to make a golf analogy, it's like the guys playing right now on the tour, and then, later in the year, they can set up their schedule so they can, play when they want. And, obviously with the hockey, the more points you can accumulate early, it's definitely going to help you down the road. So fun start to the year, man.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. How about two wins already against Montreal? That's a good sign. Winning within your division against teams that feel like they might be right in your area, too, if you're the Sabres. The way I didn't expect Montreal to be any good. They are. They're better. Got some nice players. Domi looks like he's ready to take his game to the next level. He was excellent tonight. But, hey, this might be a team that the Sabres go back and forth with all year in the standings. Could it come down to Buffalo versus Montreal for a wild card spot? Who knows? Maybe. But the fact that you're 2-0 against them so far, that's a good thing to have in your pocket, no doubt about it. How many years have we gone back? And this is, not in the last five or six handful of years, but previously you go back to the Sabres teams of a decade or more so ago, and we'd get down into March and say, oh, if you just had those 4 points against Team XYZ, or you just had those two overtime, and they've been able to get those done. So, so far, so good within the division. And now they'll get a crack at Vancouver coming up here next. Next, we go to Brian in Williamsville. Hi, Brian. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say they played good in the third pit, really well, in killing all those 5-on-3s. But, they left their goalie to hang out to dry. Maybe two or three of those, the defense did not come back and support the goalie. The power play let down a little bit, giving up a shorthanded goal. That was not good. They really didn't play good in front of a 25, 26-year-old goalie in Omark. I disagree with the other caller. Maybe we don't need a goalie right away, but we do need to support our goalies a little bit more.
All right, Brian, thank you. Well, the goals to me I thought were, tonight in terms of their analysis, I thought they were pretty clear-cut. There was a couple of them that no goalie stopping. They were just tap-ins. They were easy. There was nothing you could do about them. I mean, the pass that Domi makes and Tatar has the tap-in, there's nothing you can do about that. So, there's a couple there that Allmark let in that it doesn't matter who was in net. Now there's a couple there that I hated Allmark on. The Delorier goal, that's Nick Delorier coming down.
Sniped him.
Yeah, that's Nick Delorier. We know about Nick Delorier. That shouldn't happen right there. that's a goal that I'd like him to make the save on. Paul, when I asked Paul about Allmark after the second intermission, he said three of the five he wanted Allmark to make the save on. So there's at least two that I would agree with Paul, and especially the Delorier goal, which ultimately gave Montreal the lead. Thank you for the call. 6-5, Buffalo in front. Let's get some highlights in. Let's pick it up in the third period with the Sabres trailing 5-4. But 2:20 in, maybe the spark from Carter Hutton being in goal. Buffalo ties things up at 5. The set play off the faceoff. Eichel, the setup Skinner.
Leading the way, Evan Rodriguez is 7-3 at 70%. Eichel's 5-3 at 63%.
Oh, score right off the faceoff. Sorry, Losi and Ganji. We'll get back to you in a moment. Buffalo Skinner does it again. He jams it in, and it's tied at 5.
Come on, Rob. You're talking over the best goal of the game. Jeez.
Gotta get those sponsors, as we know.
Listen, we know all about that. Rick, Jenneret, Rob Ray, combining there. Eichel right off the draw, passes it to himself through the legs of the Canadiens player, and then right over to Skinner for the tap-in. That tied things up at 5, and then, of course, the OT winner. Coming from Rasmus Ristolainen, 138 into the OT.
Letting it free along the wall. Kept in there by Ristolainen. Ristolainen squeezed out. Canadiens starting back. And they've got a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1 now. In over the line. Quick shot. Fired wide. And it comes around the boards. And Buffalo back in the other direction. Coming in over the line. Ryan Ristolainen. He scores. Ristolainen wound up and rifled it past Carey Price. And Buffalo wins it in overtime.
There's the great call from Rick Jenneret. Ristolainen second in OT, getting it done, your game winner. All of your highlights delivered by Speed Global Services around the corner or around the world. Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. Well, our Sabres core group feature tonight, pretty easy one to give thumbs up about. I thought Eichel, again, in the third was very noticeable. Of course, he makes the great play to set that up. Ristolainen, like it or not, with that contract, he's a part of the core discussion. He comes through with the game-winning goal. And Skinner, who was the number one star. If you ask Sabres Twitter if they want Skinner to be a part of the long-term core, the answer is a clear-cut yes. Sabres core group feature, brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next group, count on your group, your core group of friends at Corrigan. Brian Colesiel here on the Paul William Belts postgame. 6-5 the final. Dan Cave, trivia for you here before your update. You ready?
Ready.
With tonight's OT game winner, Rasmus Ristolainen leads all defensemen in Sabres history with 4 career OT goals. All right. It also places him in a 4-way tie in franchise history with 3 other players who we've all seen play for the 5th most ever in franchise history in OT.
Okay. So 5th most overtime goals in franchise history?
Yes.
Ristolainen is tied with 3 others.
Do we think we can name the 5 above him?
The players above him? Oh my god.
Well,
I don't know. Do you have those answers?
Ties. Do your update. I'll get this question a little more organized for us here.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, this will be
Hey,
fun.
The Steelers are they still scoring here?
Not in the last 10 seconds, but hang on, maybe by the time I get there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go around the league. One more time, here's Dan Cave.
All right, thanks. Brian, around the NHL is brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. The Canucks ride 5 second period goals to an 8-5 win over the Bruins tonight. Bo Horvat scoring twice in the victory for Vancouver. Louis Erickson also with the pair for the Canucks. In Philadelphia, the Flyers rally from 2 down for the 5-4 overtime win over the Coyotes. Shane Gostisbehere gets the winner for the Flyers. Vegas nets a 5-3 win over Ottawa, and the Panthers skate past the Oilers. Still in progress, third period in Chicago, where the Blackhawks trail the Hurricanes 4-3. Tyler Seguin on the board for Dallas. The Stars lead the Sharks 3-2 in the third. And first period in LA, the Kings have taken a 1-0 lead over the Wild. One other final, the Lightning double up the Islanders tonight 4-2. Steven Stamkos with his 6th of the season for Tampa Bay. NFL, Brian alluded to it. The Steelers have put up 52 points at home against the Panthers tonight. 52-21 is the score in the fourth quarter. Pittsburgh leads Carolina 5 touchdown passes for Ben Roethlisberger to 5 different receivers, including Antonio Brown, who was leading the way with 6 catches for 96 yards. James Conner adding a touchdown of his own on the ground. I'm Dan Kay with Around the NHL. Brian, back to you.
All right, I'm going to rephrase. I'm pretty much scrapping that question.
Oh, okay.
All right. I didn't read it.
That's too bad because I feel like that's what the people want to hear now. Who has the most overtime goals in Sabres history?
All right.
Maybe you don't know? You couldn't find it?
Well, I was looking up something else in terms of defensemen, but I...
Oh, okay.
That's the better question, right?
Well, I thought that's what you were asking.
Yes.
I know what your question... I saw the Sabres PR tweet earlier.
But it didn't list who was above him. It was just who he went into a tie with. So, I don't know. We could maybe do this. Let's see if we can...
If you pick another topic for like a minute, I can.
All right, you're gonna get it for us here.
Devote solid work to
PJ
this.
PJ will do it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Cave.
Yes.
Let's do this minute here. What do you think about the standings now? Sabres have 18 points. Same with the Bruins. 1 back of Montreal. 2 back of Toronto. The playoffs started today. They would be the second wild card. They'd be in. Buffalo and Boston would be tied. They'd be the 2 wildcard teams.
Yeah, it's nice that...
So since with the tiebreaker, Boston would be the top wild card, so they would go to the New York Islanders. The Sabres would open up with Tampa.
Okay, wow.
That's all right. You'd sign up for the playoffs right now against anybody.
Absolutely, of course. Right. No, I was going to say it's nice that we're heading to practically the middle of November here, and we're talking about the... Sabres in a wild card spot as opposed to looking at the standings and being like, okay, well, they're already double digit points out of it. No, it's really nice. They feel like not just in the standings, but the way that they're playing on the ice, because you look around the league and goals are up, or so it would seem. I don't have the exact figures in front of me. I know the NHL likes to put that out there every once in a while, but I haven't seen that lately. But it does seem like goals around the league in single games have been up, and the Sabres are a team that are scoring a bunch of goals. So they look like a team in the standings. They look like a team on the ice, and it's nice to see them kind of blending in and doing some things and have a winning record and scoring goals. This is fun. I could get used to this.
Absolutely.
Now, do you think Jeff Skinner will finish with 56 goals this year?
No, but I'm going to say, assuming he stays healthy, he will definitely get past 40.
Wow, 40?
Don't you think?
Okay.
He's got 11 already.
I was going to say 30. I figured he'd cool off at some point.
I think he'll get 40.
40.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, I'll read the tweet, because this isn't...
Do that, because I can't find
it. Does Eichel get over 30?
30 goals?
Yeah.
I think he hits 30.
I think he does too.
Yeah,
I know he's. What does he have? 4 goals right
now. His assist numbers are incredible.
But I think he starts scoring eventually.
All right. Well, this is where I was going with the tweet, but it hasn't turned out to be as fortunate in terms of the question that you said, which is the better one.
Bad radio.
Ristolainen leads all defensemen in overtime career goals. It places them in a tie for 5th in franchise history with a Afinagenov. Okay. His most famous OT goal would be
over the Rangers.
Rangers, right?
Yep. Yep.
Dave Anderchuk.
Okay.
I don't know if I would have. I don't know if my memory is
good. A signature
good.
Anderchuk overtime goal? I don't know that I do.
I don't either. And Stu Barnes.
Okay. And his best overtime goal was against Pittsburgh in 2001.
Yes.
Game 5 off the post.
That's right.
Okay.
I like that.
Or crossbar.
Beating.
Who are you asking who the goalie was?
I'm trying to remember the goalie was.
I would guess Patrick Laleem. No.
Ooh.
Maybe not.
Tugnutt didn't play for Pittsburgh then, did he?
Oh, man. I don't know. I should know that.
You were all in on the team then, focused. I thought that you'd know that.
On the Penguins?
No, on the Sabres.
Oh, yeah. I knew who's... I just described the goal for you.
I know
sorry,
you did. That's what I'm saying.
I don't remember who the goalie was.
By the way, Pittsburgh's up 51... It was 14 a moment ago, and Carolina scored. Yep. With 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter,
yeah.
Why is Cam Newton still in the game?
I don't know.
What
good
is
question.
I mean,
who's their backup?
It doesn't matter. It could be you. He shouldn't be in the game. Oh, well. All right.
Hedberg.
Oh, Johan Hedberg. There we go. All right. Maybe next pregame show, TJ. We'll.
I got it actually.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well. Wait, hold on. I just want to. Yeah. This is right. This is totally right.
Okay. Should we do it or no? We mentioned who Risto's tied with Max, and with Anderchuk, and with Stu Barnes for fifth all time in terms of overtime goal.
He's not tied with them. He's one behind them. That's what the tweet said, right? He has three, and then there's three ahead of him who are tied.
I think it said
four,
he moved
right?
him into a tie. This was his fourth tonight. Maybe that didn't update yet.
Possibly. Yeah. That's probably right.
Okay, so then there's four more ahead of them, of that group that we mentioned?
Yep. So, yes, there are four.
Okay, I'm ready for a guess.
Go for it.
Daniel Briere.
I'll give you that one. That's right.
Yes.
He's got five.
Nice.
All right.
Guess.
Briere.
Number three on the list.
Okay, so we need one, two, and four. Most overtime goals in Sabres history. Briere is third. Yes.
I'll say just based on longevity, yeah. Gilbert Perreault.
That's a good one to guess.
That's incorrect.
Oh, wow. Okay, I will go Danny Gare.
That's a bad guess. I don't know why.
Music is appropriate for how bad our guessing is.
Go, hockey reference. No, it's great. I love it. It only goes back as far as 79-80 for the exact criteria that I want. So Gilbert and Gare are probably on the list, but I can't tell you.
Okay.
But
so,
it might be because...
So there's some names post-1979, then, that we should get. Okay. How about Pat LaFontaine?
He's not on my list.
Yet. Okay.
Chatan.
Ooh, I like that one.
Chatan is not... No, I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, I'll guess Jason...
They're all mostly modern Sabres.
I'll guess Jason Woolley.
Even though...
Because I know he had one.
You can think of one?
He didn't. He's not on the list.
They're all since 2006.
Okay. Jason Pominville.
There you go.
Vanek.
He's number four, tied with Briere. Tied for third with five.
Okay.
You got Vanek?
He's tied for first.
Oh, great.
With six.
Okay.
And so there was Jason Pominville. There was Thomas Vanek.
Could Eichel be on this list already?
He's on the list, but he's not. He's far down.
He's below Ristolainen.
He's at three right now.
I'm thinking of the Carolina game where he scored with 1 second left.
Right, yeah.
You're just thinking of, like, signature goals.
I feel like that's just gave you a major hint. You have Vanek. You have Pominville. There was a third piece of that puzzle, usually always.
We had Max. Is there a Drew Stafford, possibly?
No. These guys would have all played on the same line.
Is Royzy on there?
Royzy?
Yeah, Derek Roy.
All right.
Derek Roy. All right, who we missed? We have one left?
No, that was it.
You got
them all.
Okay.
Vanek, nice. Roy, Briere, Pominville.
Okay.
All have six for Roy and Vanek and five for Briere.
Not as dramatic of a contest as I was hoping for, but we got it through.
I didn't realize that would all be recent history, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
More to have more to choose from.
That's right.
Well, not having the dates from 70 to 80 kind of stink.
That's true. There could be more in there. All right. Well, we won't call it the official list, but the list that we have for
the one
hockey
that we
reference.
Have access to.
That's right. Okay. The Steelers are going to win. It's over now. 52-21. And the Sabres win 6-5. So we'll talk next at noon for pregame on Saturday. Game is at 1, Sabres and Canucks. So we put a wrap here on our Paul William Belts post-game show. Thanks to our crew here in-house. TJ Luckman, our network producer. Kyle Powell on our social media. Dan Cave, our anchor on the scoreboard. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Montreal. Shope the Bulldog on the... Actually, Shope was, I think, sick today. Just the Bulldog solo on the pregame show. And, of course, for Rick Jeanneret and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Coltiel. Thank you for listening. Again, the final at OT. Sabres win it 6-5. We'll talk Saturday at KeyBank Center. The Sabres and the Canucks right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.